Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and beloved May, my animal companion, is not in person with me today, but her soul is always with us. Can anyone see May's soul here today?
She's running.
Yes, she's running. Where's she running? Okay, she's running around us. She's very excited. She loves this weekly show that we have together for the animals. So this is our weekly session where we have the opportunity to join our hearts and souls together as one with all of the beloved pet owners around the world. Even if you don't have a pet, May is very willing to be your pet every week. You can connect with May's heart and soul. So it is a wonderful time where we can just spend that time serving the animals, assisting the animals, our beloved pets, to heal, rejuvenate and transform. And at the same time, we are doing the healing, rejuvenating and transforming. So our beloved pets actually can be mirrors of us. So I offer healing to a lot of beloved animals, and the interesting thing is that recently when I've connected with animals, I've seen where their blockages are, and then I say to their human, their owner, do you have this issue, or do you mind if I check where you may have some blockages? They're like, yeah, sure. So I check the beloved human being, and the interesting thing is that they've got the same blockages as the pet. So our pets can actually take on our, we call them sentient blockages. They are so selfless that they can take on our illnesses. They're very sensitive when we're emotionally out of balance, we're upset, and they really hold us in those times. I know that May and I have been together for, I think it's about 10 years now, so... So we've been through a lot, May and I. May is she's like a little love ball on legs. So you just need to cuddle May and you just feel this love. So she's had a lot of blessings. So all of our pets give us so much love. Does everyone agree? Yeah. So we are so blessed. So we need to remember that they need healing too. It is easy to forget, like we focus on our own healing and transformation, but there is actually, it amazes me actually how many pets, they, even though they might be healthy, they're young, but their heart may be out of balance there, which is the fire element. Their, particularly the wood element could be out of balance. That's connected with the liver. And even the earth element, which is connected with digestion, all sorts of things. So if you want your pet to live a very healthy, happy and long life, it is important that you can actually, even if they don't have a chronic illness, they don't have any conditions, that you can actually prevent illness. And in the Western world, we're getting better at focusing on prevention. But I think we've still got quite a way to go. Like we wait until we get something and then we think, oh my goodness, I have to do something about this. It's the same with our pets. Who actually thinks I need to prevent my pet from getting any illnesses? Anyone thought about that? Okay, wonderful. So we have two beloved souls. So actually the best doctor is the one who prevents illness, not treats the illness. So I am very big on prevention, and that is through the teachings of beloved doctor and Master Zhigang Sha. Master Sha talks about the prevention quite a bit. So it is the same for us. Why wait till you have a condition? We can prevent illness in our physical body, our mental body, our emotional body, our spiritual body. So Yeah, and then we're healthier and happier, and then we can serve more. So how does that turn? Perfect. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so I didn't say this in the beginning, but we are in the middle of our Living an Abundant Life workshop. And how's the workshop been, everyone?
Wonderful. So beautiful.
Wonderful, beautiful, transforming. So, yeah, it's been beautiful. So we want our pets to live an abundant life as well in every aspect of their lives. So today we are actually focusing on, we're focusing on balancing the wood element. And why are we focusing on balancing the wood element? Well, particularly it is spring in Sydney, Australia. May not be spring around the world where you are, but everyone can benefit from balancing their wood element as well as our beloved pets. So it is actually the element that starts off the five elements. So has anyone been to an acupuncturist and they start off with balancing the wood element? Yeah, because that's when they start. So the wood element is actually the element that is, the yin organ is the liver, the yang organ is the gallbladder. And on the emotional level, if this wood element is out of balance, we can have impatience, we can have frustration, irritation, anger. Who experiences any of those? We had some very enthusiastic hands going up. And I know that our pets experience this too. Like, I know that May's wood element is out of balance. So, we are going to work on balancing the wood element for us and our beloved pets. So let us close our eyes. Let us place one palm on our liver, which is on the right-hand side of our body. And if you have your pet with you, if your pet is on your lap, you can put one palm on their liver. So it's on the right-hand side of their body as well, just below the ribs. You can put the other palm on your lower abdomen. And let us connect with our livers. Let us say hello to our livers and our pet's liver. Who said hello to their liver recently? Who's never said hello to their liver? Some people? Yeah. So livers need love too. Every part of our body needs love. So let us connect and see, and you can also connect with your pet's liver. So let us say, you can repeat after me silently, dear the Shen, Qi, and Jing of my liver. The Shen, Qi, Jing. And you can name your pet and I'll say, of May's liver. We love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. We are so grateful for all that you do. And knowing that also connected to the wood element are the eyes. So many of our pets, as they get older, they can have eye issues. There are a number of eye issues. And for us, it is the same. And it is also about seeing our way into the future. It is about clarity. To be able to see clearly and also to see the truth. The wood element is also connected with tendons. So many of our beloved pets can have tendon issues as well. They can have strained tendons. It's the same with us. Many beloved souls can have Achilles tendon issues, patella tendon issues. I've actually had a tear in my patella tendon when I used to be an athlete many moons ago. We can have tendon issues in our elbows. So there are many, many tendons throughout the body. So as we balance and harmonize the wood element, this is what we are balancing. We are balancing and harmonizing everything that is connected with the wood element. And also, as we balance and harmonize the wood element, we are actually assisting to balance and harmonize all of the other elements. So the wood element nourishes the fire element. And then it is the fire, the earth element, the metal element, and the water element. So as we balance one element, we are balancing all elements. So sending your deepest love to your liver, your pet's liver at this time. And connecting in, this feel, how does your liver feel? How does it look? You can ask to see an image. And how does your pet's liver look? And let us do a forgiveness practice, and then we're going to use the greatest love. Love melts all blockages and transforms all life. So we're going to ask the greatest love to balance and harmonize our wood element. So let us ask for forgiveness now. So dear the divine, dear the Tao source, my name is, and you can say your name three times, Robin Rice, Robin Rice, Robin Rice. My pet's name is May Rice, May Rice, May Rice. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. We sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that we, our pets, and our ancestors have made in all of our lifetimes. We are deeply sorry for the hurt, harm, and suffering that we have caused, particularly to the liver, eyes, gallbladder, tendons. We deeply apologize for all of the anger that we have caused in others, when we have made others angry, irritated, impatient. We sincerely apologize with all of our hearts and our souls. We apologize for our own anger that we have projected on others. We apologize for all of the irritation, frustration, all of the impatience that we have had, our pets have had, the aggression that we have had, the aggression that our pets have had, that have hurt and harmed other souls. We are so deeply sorry. We sincerely apologize to all of the souls that we have harmed, hurt, disturbed, taken advantage of, or our pets or our ancestors have harmed, hurt, disturbed. We are so sorry. And we ask for your unconditional forgiveness today. And in order to receive your forgiveness, we will serve. Today we will serve by chanting for all of the souls that have anger issues, impatience, that their wood elements are out of balance. It is our greatest honor to serve these souls, to invite these souls to come and join us, transform, balance and harmonize their wood element with us. It is our greatest honor to serve all souls unconditionally. Please forgive us. And we offer our unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has ever harmed, hurt, disturbed us, our pets or our ancestors. We unconditionally forgive all of the souls who have been angry at us, irritated at us, impatient, aggressive towards us, that have hurt and harmed anything connected with our wood element, we unconditionally forgive you. We release all debt. You owe us nothing. And we offer unconditional forgiveness to ourselves for the mistakes that we have made. So let us join our hearts and souls together to balance and harmonize our wood element, to transform any anger, aggression, impatience to patience, the greatest patience and the greatest love, unconditional love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So dear the Tao I, the greatest love of humanity, Mother Earth, Heaven, the Tao Source, countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven saints, animals, and dear the soul of Da I, dear the source Lingguang calligraphy Da I, with all of the countless saints, sense, animals, heavens, treasures connected to and within, we love, honor, deeply appreciate you all. Please bless our practice with the greatest love. Please bless our wood element with the greatest love, to balance and harmonize our wood element, our pet's wood element at this time. We are deeply, deeply grateful for your service. And we invite all of the animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity, one ling, who are in need of balancing and harmonizing their wood element, who would like to transform anger to patience and love. Come and chant with us. Join us. We are chanting to assist all souls to transform anger to patience and love for what is appropriate at this time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So we're going to visualize for the mind power. We're going to visualize green light in and around our liver and our pet's liver. We can visualize green light, which is the best color for balancing and harmonizing the wood element. We can visualize all of the souls that this beautiful green light is radiating in and around their liver. So we are focusing in our liver, but we can also visualize this green light radiating out to the souls that will join us to chant. And as we chant, we offer our greatest love to our liver, our pet's liver, to all souls' livers. And this is what we call unconditional universal service. So I'll do one round and then you can join me. Da'ai, da'ai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Da'ai, da'ai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Please join me. Da'ai, da'ai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Dai, dai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Dai, dai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Dai, dai, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Da-i-da-i balances and harmonizes our wood elements. Da-i-da-i balances and harmonizes our wood elements. Now we'll change this sound power. Da-i, transforms our anger to patience and love. Da, join me now. Da-i, transforms our anger to patience and love. Da-i, transforms our anger to patience and love. Da-i, transforms our anger to patience and love. With all of your heart, sending your deepest love to all souls, to your own liver, to all souls' liver. Da-i, transforms our anger to patience and love. 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 So now change the sound power again. So I'll do one round and then I'll ask you to join me. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. Da-i, da-i, blesses our eyes to be healthy and see clearly. So next one, da-i, da-i, heals our tendons. Da-i, da-i, heave our tendons. Da-i, da-i, heals our tendons. Da-i, da-i, heals our tendons. Da-i, da-i, heals our tendons. Heals our tendons. Now we'll change again. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Smile, we're having fun. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Smile. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Smile. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Smile. Chanting silently now. No one's smiling when I say smile. Smiling helps us to open our hearts. So smile. Send your deepest love to your liver, your pet's liver, as you chant silently. Da-I. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. So when we smile, try smiling. Feel your heart open. And then you can radiate more love to your liver. And you go, when you smile, automatically opens your heart. You can receive more love. Receive more da'ai for your liver. Visualize your liver smiling. Liver smile too. So wonderful. So we are going to offer each other a blessing. We are blessed that we have a number of beautiful souls who are Divine Healing Hands soul healers. So all of you who are Divine Healing Hands soul healers, we will connect. And we're going to offer each other a blessing. Everyone on the Blog Talk Radio, their pets. And those pets who are Divine Healing Paws, we will turn on their paws as well. So dear our Divine Healing Hands, Divine Healing Paws, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. We are so honored to serve in this way. Please turn on, offer a soul healing and transformation of our wood element for us and our pets. Everyone present here in the room, everyone on the Blog Talk Radio that will listen to this radio show for what is appropriate for each one and their pets at this time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Divine Healing Hands, Divine Healing Paws, blessings. Start. And we will chant Divine Healing Hands and Paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. So let us begin. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, Divine. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, Divine. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, Divine. Divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine, divine healing hands and paws. Balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine. Silently now, visualize this golden light from the divine healing hands radiating in and around your liver, your pet's liver. Divine healing hands brings the divine frequency and vibration to transform you and your pet's frequency and vibration, to transform the sentient blockages in your liver, your pet's liver, in your wood element. There are many, many shenching blockages being removed little by little at this time, as the divine frequency and vibration brings divine love that melts all blockages and transforms all life, brings the divine forgiveness that brings inner peace and inner joy, divine compassion that boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity, and it brings the divine light that heals, prevents illness, purifies, and rejuvenates the soul, heart, mind, and body, blesses relationships, finances, increases intelligence, and transforms every aspect of life. So this is the power of divine healing hands and paws. So continuing to visualize this light as you chant silently, divine healing hands and paws, balances and harmonizes our wood element. Thank you, divine. And I'll do 1 minute of my Tao song to assist. So the divine healing hands and paws blessing continues. This Tao song blessing is to accelerate the process as appropriate for everyone and their pets. Yeah. Concentrating your mind in your lower abdomen. Now, for one more minute, take a deep breath in. Breathing out, just focusing your mind in your lower abdomen now. Concentrating all of the love, forgiveness, compassion, and light that we and our pets have received today. And as you do this, I am very honored to have the opportunity for the next week that we are starting a brand new service that we are offering. It is called Soul Healing and Transformation for Your Pets. It is a very special week where you can register your pets. They will receive 30 minutes of blessings. That was just a taste of the blessing that we did for around about 3 to 5 minutes. They will receive 30 minutes of healing each day. If you have particular requests, it could be to continue to offer healing to the wood element for your pet, any of the elements. It could be for a particular condition. They could have diabetes. They could have joint pain. They could even have some other chronic condition, teeth issues, eye issues. They could have skin conditions, digestive disorders, anxiety, fear, any kind of condition. Or if your pet is young, healthy and vibrant, it is actually for them to be even healthier and happier. For rejuvenation, for balance and harmonization. So this will be available this week. So it is a very powerful, powerful week of blessings for your pet. And it is a very, very generous honor fee. So you can find out more information on our either my Facebook page, Robin Rice, R-I-C-E, or you can go to Soul Mind Body Healing Center, the Facebook page, and find out more. Or you can simply message me on Facebook or email me, robyn.rice@drsha.com. So it is my greatest honor to serve your beloved pets. So let us take a deep breath in. Breathing in, breathing out. And we say, how. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. So take a few moments to just feel, connect with your liver again. How's your pet feeling? So you can do this practice over and over again. You can listen to this Blog Talk Radio over and over again to do the practice, to receive the blessing. Even if you did this every day for 1 week, you will be amazed at how much more patient, balanced, and harmonized you feel. So how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank beloved Master Sha for making all this possible, the Divine Tao Source, countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animal support, the light. We thank our divine healing hands and paws. Please rest. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I'm going to ask Martina to come up and share what she experienced in like one or two sentences, brief. The one sentence secret.
Okay, thank you, Master Robin, for the practice. Thank you, the Divine Master Sha, all our treasures. I really experienced transformation. Lucky me. So I feel very much more balanced and harmonized. Literally, my Shen Chi Jing embodied the mantra that we were singing. And I'm very inspired to repeat this practice because we can always do better. So I feel much happier and more patient and loving, especially towards myself. I felt my heart chakra from the back of my from my back being opened more and more. So I felt a sensation because there is the entrance to a heart chakra, and I don't have a pet yet, but I have future pet. One in a way, and in a way, and I was chanting for all animals, the livers as well. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. Yeah. And the green color is really green, really rich green. Yeah. So transformation has taken place. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Beautiful.
So wonderful. So I encourage you, the practices that we do, we are self-clearing our sentient blockages. Sometimes when we have heavier blockages, we need the special divine services and extra healing. So this is a way that we can really help to balance and harmonize ourselves. But as I said, I really encourage you, give this greatest gift to your pet, because our pets truly need healing because they are so connected with Mother Earth, and they are so sensitive to the energy. So you know how we feel the energy on Mother Earth. Imagine that being like multiplied 100 times for our pets. Because there's many reports actually for tsunamis that the animals run to the higher ground before they know the tsunami's coming. The humans don't know because they can feel the vibration. So imagine what your pet feels every day on Mother Earth. So that's why they have the fear. They're carrying our blockages. They need healing as well to keep them balanced and harmonized. So give this gift. It is a great gift of love to your pets, and it is a very beyond generous honor fee. So, it's my greatest honor to serve the animals in any way that I possibly can. So it's been a beautiful, beautiful and most powerful show with all of our beloved, beautiful, shining souls in the room here. And we have beloved Master Merva, who's shining extra brightly as well. So let us put our hands and our paws in the air and we say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. And we say, bye-bye.